Hi guys.
Welcome back
to Bareface Banter.
I never know who's gonna say it. I think that's what it is. I'm like, you usually say it, but then sometimes I say it.
I know. So yeah, we just look at each other. We're like, okay, one, two, three, go. But anyways, today we have a very special episode.
Yeah, it's we have some special guests.
Our first guest, guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. They've really been dealing with our. Were you just gonna say hi first?
We're first.
Yeah, you're our first guest.
Wow. Wait, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I am Elian. I am Anneli's mom.
And this is?
I'm Manel. I'm Miranda's mom.
Yep. So we have both of our moms here on today's episode.
For our Mother's Day.
Mother Day.
Our Mother's Day episode.
Mother's Day.
We figured having our moms first would be like a really good intro.
I mean,
because they're our biggest fans.
Well, and it's easy to get the kinks out. You know, we definitely
we had some kinks.
Just a couple hours is fine.
We had some kinks.
Thankfully, they're patient.
Uses and abuses.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So, our moms obviously introduced themselves. This is going great, so smooth. And
well,
you guys,
now it's going great, but it wasn't for a while.
But you guys have probably heard about them, or maybe you feel like you already know them because we talk about them a lot.
Yep,
just a little.
Just a lot, just a little.
Yeah, but it is really funny, though, because we've been sitting here with our moms, obviously, and the more they talk, we're, like, just looking at each other, like, oh, you do that, too, and, like, you know, just recognizing things.
Yeah, so. The same demeanor, same characteristics.
Yeah, and they have the same laugh, like,
yeah.
Her mom was walking and laughing, and then I was like, wait, was that Miranda?
See? That's so weird. Oh my God.
And then my mom and I both do that.
I feel like I have a clone, dude. Oh my God.
I know, it is kind of funny. Maybe that's why I said I feel like I could hear myself. Because my mom sounds so much like me. I'm just over here like going
you're
crazy.
Hearing her. Oh, there you go. That's what it was.
Anyway, we wanted to play a fun game today, and it's really not. They don't think it's going to be that fun, but it's going to be fun for us.
We're nervous.
Because we're asking you questions about us. So it's kind of a how well do you know us?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through a series of questions.
Okay.
So I'm going
to
pull up.
You can start.
Let me pull these up.
I'll start. You start. I don't know. Someone start.
Red, green, blue. Mom, don't cheat. She was already cheating. Did you see her?
Dude, that's literally, it's okay. That's literally, she needs her glasses anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm just going to have it over here. Okay.
I can't read.
You what?
I cannot see.
Mom, Mike.
I don't have my reading.
Okay, wait.
Don't
so
worry
actually,
about me.
This reminds me, I watched this podcast and they had her name, it's Mariah. So it's Mariah and it's a podcast. Anyways, Mariah's parents got on the podcast and her parents are like super Italian and they're like very like, extroverted, but her mom the entire time would constantly just be talking and then she would just and then she'd be listening and she'd be responding.
If you're listening, she dropped her mic. She just like put the mic to the
side. And I'm just like crossing my arms and just having it to the side. And then the whole time Mariah, she's the one that listened to the audio. She would be like, Mom, Mike, your microphone. Because her mom would be like, oh, right. And she'd like, pick it up from the freaking couch because she literally would just.
You guys, I'm going to be honest. Being on a podcast is like it takes skills. So it takes training. It takes skills.
These are hard skills.
I'm being serious. We had to train our moms. We had to give them a little intro, like how to hold your mic, keep it up when you're talking, if you laugh. Like
you're doing great, by the way.
Yeah, you guys
are
cast.
No,
stop. You guys can't tell, but their arms are tied behind their backs. They can't move.
They pin their arms.
We don't move it.
But all right. Let's get into this game because I want to start asking. So this is going to be us asking both of you, okay? And then, you know, whoever has the first answer. I guess that's how we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
can we say pass? No,
this is not. No, this is not a pass game.
You
cannot
pass.
You're gonna just cheat. No. Okay. So what?
Yeah, you go first.
No, it's okay. What do you want to say?
The first one.
Yeah, actually, this is
mom. Okay,
one for
mom.
You.
Miranda's asking a question. What is what is my least favorite household chore?
Laundry.
I knew it.
She hates to do laundry. She calls me all the time to come help her do her laundry. And
she has
a ton of towels.
Exposing me.
a ton of towels.
You know what? I do a lot of laundry for work, too. It's not
your
fault.
Your laundry's not normal laundry. Like, you literally have, like, actual laundry from work and personal
not
laundry.
Only that, but she'll have, like, five loads. It's like, Miranda, why do you wait for five loads?
She goes shopping. If that's
you,
why.
If, like, if you just do once every 3 days, you wouldn't feel it.
Okay, look, in a perfect world, I would wear my clothes and then not wear them ever again. So we don't have to wash them.
We are not a reduce, reuse, recycle family. We are not. Mom, what do you think mine is?
Putting away the laundry.
There you go. I hate it. I'll wash the laundry, but the me mountains. Putting it away.
But you fold it. You're fine with
them. No, hell no. No.
See, then it's the same thing.
No, I don't like it. I'll put it in the washing machine and I'll put it in the dryer and then I just don't want to do anything past that. Yeah, so I'll wash
that's what
it
I do.
And dry
I do.
It.
Okay, that's not really
but
the
she
laundry.
She leaves them then in there and it's like they're wrinkled and they're like, okay. You have to redo it again. It's again. Like Miranda. That's literally why when you wait for five.
Wait, we
loads,
really are the same.
That's why
I hate doing laundry.
Zach, literally, but see, Zach, we made a pact actually this past weekend. We did laundry. Well, I say we, and it really wasn't us. Zach did laundry, and then he folded all of the laundry. And I said, okay, let's make a pact for the rest of our lives. If you fold the laundry, I'll put it away. My laundry. He puts his own laundry, right? So
what a great deal.
It's
Zachary.
A really a good deal for me, not for him.
What a great deal. No, I'm actually looking into hiring a company to do my laundry.
I really, for work.
Like, no.
Oh, I mean, in general, that's a good idea. Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Who needs to do that? All right.
Okay.
Okay. What season do I like the most? Sorry. What seasons do I like from most to like least liked? So what do I like the most? What do I not like
you
the most?
You like winter because you like the snow and you like skiing.
Okay.
The least is super hot summer.
The super hot one.
Super hot summer. Not the mild.
So what do you? So you think it's winter, and then what?
The least.
So like winter.
What's the second favorite?
Yeah.
Your
so
favorite.
Winter. Yeah. Winter.
And then what?
What's next?
What's
in
your
order
second favorite?
Of the four.
In order.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you like winter. I think you like fall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think you like spring. Yep. And then least would be summer.
Nailed it.
I knew that would be. Okay, ding, Mom, ding, 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 ding. How about me?
I think you like spring first. Oh, shoot. I already messed up.
That's okay. It's okay. Keep going. Spring isn't first.
It isn't.
But it's
okay. Hey, let her answer.
Oh, I thought she, okay.
No, she can give her hints.
Spring,
that's okay.
Fall.
Okay.
Summer.
Okay.
And then winter.
She's so wrong.
Is it the same order as me?
No, I like fall first.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
Fall is my favorite season. Me too. And then I like spring, and then summer, and then winter.
Dang.
Or sorry, winter and then summer. Summer is my least favorite.
That's what I figured. Summer is her least favorite because she hates it when it's hot.
Yeah, it's
she
gross.
Like, hates the sun.
I'm not. I you know me. I like my skin to not be burnt. So
yeah,
I'm not
you guys
a big
are
summer.
Vain.
Yeah,
you don't like the makeup melting.
That's actually so true. I hate wearing makeup, but
I'd
what's weird
be cold
about me
than
though,
hot.
I don't mind humidity. So like,
ew.
I don't like dry heat. It's the dumbest thing. But if I'm somewhere where, like, if I'm in like Miami, I'm like, I'm relishing it. My hair's a mess.
Oh, you know
I'm like,
what though?
Yes.
That's so good for your skin.
See, I'm happy.
Yeah, my
I'm
skin
like,
is
I'm a tropical girl.
And yeah.
It must it's be cool. my roots. You know, mm-hmm. the Cuban. the fact that but, I never grew up in a tropical environment, but it's just my roots. You know. Okay, so I guess this will probably. Well, I wonder if you. Yeah, my mom's gonna get this right. Mom, do I prefer the beach or the mountains?
Mountains if there's snow.
Okay. Good answer.
Mom.
Hot seat.
Oh my gosh. Miranda, first of all, she's not sporty. So I know for sure she's not gonna like the mountains.
The roast session.
She doesn't like summer much, so she wouldn't like the beach.
I like neither. She's right.
She doesn't like
neither. Dang, okay,
so,
good answer. Yeah. Good answer. Ding 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 ding. All right. What
the
you asked this
was my thing. I did it first.
This is my mom's podcast now. Welcome. You asked this question first.
Mom, what was my favorite subject in school?
Math.
Good job. Yep.
Ooh, okay, Mom, what was my favorite subject in school?
I don't think you really liked school.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I just love that they're roasting
us. I'm not allowed to cuss, and right now I wanted to call you the B.
No.
No.
Let me see.
She's not wrong, but like I had no. one.
Science?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, science. I would have guessed that actually.
Really?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
Wow, you're such a good friend.
No, really, science. Yeah. Oh, that's my
favorite. She likes. She likes the subjects. She just didn't like the place.
I don't like doing the work, but I like learning.
Wait, okay, if I had to guess, would it be like bio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's okay. So funny. Oh my god, not you knowing me or we're friends or whatever. Okay. Oh, this one's gonna be good. I'm really wondering if you know this. What is my favorite comfort food? And you can make it a category. Like it doesn't have to be specifically just one comfort food.
Okay.
If you need a minute, we can pass.
She's yeah. so confused.
She's thinking popcorn. So hard.
Mom, what's my favorite comfort food?
Oh my god, Miranda loves food. Just general, in general, she loves everything. But I think restaurant. She likes sushi. The restaurant.
We really? I guess we didn't think this through. We're just
sushi.
She's
I
just
think.
Roasting me.
Ooh, is it sushi?
Sushi is one of my top for sure, but it's not. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a comfort food. Comfort food is like
when you're like sick or something, yeah, like you're not feeling good.
Yeah. Or just like no, craving like
junk food for sure. I mean.
Honesty is the best.
Okay, I'll just tell the answer it? Because she apparently doesn't know. It's actually mom's cooking.
My cooking.
Yeah. That's like comfort.
I know. I always bring her stuff, and I know she always loved my food. That's why I said she's not picky at all. She loves food.
Yeah,
food.
Oh my god, food.
How cute. So that's like yours was popcorn?
What?
That's what you said? What did you say?
What the heck? Popcorn?
You said popcorn.
No, I said popcorn as in passing to her.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, way over her head. Okay.
Wow. Miranda knows it.
Your favorite comfort food?
It's a comfort category.
Yeah. Queso.
Anything with cream or cheese. I'm down for it.
That's me.
If it's a soup, if there's no cream in it, I don't want it.
It's got to be white sauce. It's got to be the white sauce.
There you go.
Not the red
yes.
sauce. It's got to
oh
be the
God.
White sauce. It's
yes.
got to got tons of cheese on it. Fine. That's mm-hmm. my
but she
Italian
can't have
food
it.
Is me.
Yes. Yeah. See?
No, it couldn't be me.
Okay. What's my favorite color and what's my least favorite color?
Okay. Least favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were little, you liked red, but then you grew out of that.
Right.
So everything that you practically own is black.
Yep.
So black is your favorite now.
Duh.
Least favorite? I'm going to go with the opposite. No, you like beige. Okay, white is your least.
No.
Purple.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, purple.
Yeah,
good job,
I don't
good
really
job.
Like purple.
Because you like beige. And,
I would like
and
pink
creams.
More than I like purple.
Yeah, yeah. Purple
but honestly, I would say like if there really was one, it would probably be like green. Because like green is like the one color I don't really use
your
a lot.
Your least favorite?
Yeah, I don't really use green a lot.
Interesting.
No, it's okay. Like I don't have green of anything.
Okay.
Huh. Anyways.
Mom, how about you? What's my favorite? And least favorite.
Well, Miranda loves all colors. I know for sure because she had like a lavender room. She had a pink room. She had a black and green room.
She likes all food and all colors.
All black
no,
and
dungeon. I mean,
purple.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, I want to say maybe pink. Okay. I would think pink and her least yellow.
No,
I don't know.
Actually, not my least. But
not your least. Yeah, brown. I don't know.
No.
I never knew that. Was
my,
it like
I would say, yeah, orange.
I was
my
say
least.
Orange. Okay,
I would
yeah,
say like my least favorite is for sure orange.
Yeah.
But I do
yeah.
like
wait
all colors.
A minute.
But you like all colors. I know that for sure.
So you
but
like orange just... more than purple, Anneli?
Burnt orange.
<That's a good laughs> Okay, I can tolerate orange. Like okay, so this is the thing. Like purple flowers, I don't really like. Like I'll take an
really?
Orange flower.
Oh, I guess. Okay. That's the thing, too,
that's
about colors,
though.
Though.
It's flowers. I love her. I love orange flowers.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like roses
yeah.
and stuff.
That's
they're beautiful.
The thing about
yeah. I guess it
but
does
like
matter what
color,
it is.
It matters. Like on clothing and stuff. Orange.
Oh,
is
well,
like,
then if we're talking clothing, I would never wear yellow because I literally am an olive. So it looks awful on me.
I would wear yellow.
Well,
I have yeah. worn yellow yeah. and I looked really good.
It looks good on me.
I almost wore orange today. And I'm not kidding.
Looking God, directly mom. Into the mic.
She's
a, like,
she's a performer.
You should see the last shoes I bought.
Oh my God, that's
wait
so
a minute.
Funny.
You guys keep asking us, how about me? What's my favorite
your
color?
Favorite color is orange or yellow.
No.
Isn't it yellow?
I don't have a favorite color.
Okay, well then why did I ask you? All right. Okay. Oh yeah, actually let's see what this is. Mom, do you know what my number one love language is?
You like to be acknowledged and yeah
Shut up, Miranda. Shut up.
No.
It is just, words of affirmation.
You like to be acknowledged.
Literally, I'm like, kid, did you hear me? The amount of times I go to Zach, I'm like, hello? Did you hear me? Hello?
She calls. Mom, are you there?
All the time. All right, what's Miranda's favorite?
Oh, I know for sure. Lovely. It's got to be quality time.
Yeah. No.
No? Not affirmation?
No, not my top.
Really?
Mm-mm. Think again.
I know for sure it's not gifts.
No.
It's not physical touch or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's
it's the last one that you're not saying.
She said, wait, physical touch.
Forgot
no.
The other, I forgot the other ones.
What are they?
Do you want to name them?
What it's okay. It?
What are the name them?
Quality time, physical touch, mm-hmm. words of affirmation, acts of service, and
acts of service.
Yeah, that's my top.
That's your top.
And
okay.
Gifts, that's the other one. You
but I thought for sure, I thought maybe for sure quality time, because I know you love to spend.
I mean,
it
is high for you. It's high, but it's yeah. Not my number one top. She no, was asking different. Like number one.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
How is that? How are they different?
Acts of service is like someone, maybe someone like
being
going
there
and
for you?
Out of your way to.
Acts of service would be like, yes, going out of
your way
to
do something for you.
Yeah. Like, say, for example, I had a lot of stuff on my plate for the week, and I was like, oh, I have to do this, this, this. And Ellie's like, don't worry about it. I got you. I'll take your dog to the groomer or whatever, like some little thing that could lighten my load. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Whereas like, quality time's like, oh, I want to watch a movie with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. Okay. All right.
I'll
what would
that to my list.
She likes acts of service.
She's like, I like all of them. What would my ideal house look like? And just like style. So like Spanish, Tuscan, modern, Victorian, coastal. What would it be?
Like French provincial or something like that?
Nice.
Yeah,
maybe
like
I would say like, I would say like a Tuscan French mixed with a modern.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my, those
inside
are mine.
Inside modern, yeah. But look outside.
100%. There's gotta be stones everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
See, definitely you. Modern for Miranda.
Yeah, yeah. I love modern.
Modern,
home.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like a very like minimalistic modern home.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you the like no appliances on the counter type of person?
I prefer that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I prefer that. But like not every house has the room for that. So
Yeah. Because I mean, but there's the extreme of modern where it's like minimalistic, where like there's literally like no couch. And I'm like, okay.
Dude, what?
No. You know, like the extreme.
It's like, we just moved in. No, we've been here for 3 years.
Stop, literally.
This is how we live.
We have like our like takeout on the floor with our chopsticks. Just, I've done that before. When my first apartment, like I moved in and I had no couch and I literally ate on the floor.
When you said I've done that before, I'm like, Miranda, please tell me that you're going to tell us a story about the first time you moved in, this was a constant for you.
No.
Yeah, we just eat Chinese food on the floor. No big deal.
I had no furniture yet, and that's what we did.
Okay, we're going to get into the juicy question section, and it's not that juicy, but...
Oh, boy.
I just called them juicy because I think that they're funnier.
Okay.
Okay. Mom, did you like my first boyfriend ever?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
He's a sweet person, yeah.
Okay.
I like him.
Okay.
But I like the one now. It's the best.
Well, he's not my boyfriend.
He's
so.
A fiancé.
Fiancé. Okay.
Mom, did you like my first boyfriend?
I don't remember who your first boyfriend was.
That's a good answer. Because I don't
answer,
either. I don't
answer.
Either.
Wait, really?
No.
I don't remember her first boyfriend. She never really brought boys
home. Yeah, I didn't really bring
it was
boys
like,
home.
So well. I just know about him.
Yeah.
But I don't.
You didn't know him well enough.
Miranda's a little sus. She keeps her stuff private.
No,
unless it's an important person, I don't bring him around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Lysandra was like that. Lysandra was like, I'm not going to bring anyone unless they're like
real.
A real person.
Exactly.
And
some a relationship again somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't blame her because honestly, why get to that stage?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I mean, I was just
the same.
Yeah, my first relationship was like very serious. So like we dated for like almost 5 years. So it was like a long time. Mm. So she knew because
they
were
friends at first, and I knew I this.
Yeah, she was pretty strict about it. She was like, "You can't go here. You have to be here." Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So because
mm-hmm.
we were so young.
They were very young.
Yeah, of course.
All right, next question. Miranda is actually gonna drive now.
Okay, so Mom, what do you think is my worst quality?
And examples are like, examples can be like picky, nosy.
Oh boy.
Gosh, she's gonna roast me. I'm already knowing.
She wakes up in the morning very cranky. Okay. You cannot talk to her. You got to give her some time until she's awake.
Yeah.
To have her coffee, and that's fine. That's really her. I think that's the worst quality.
Yeah, that's true.
I wake up usually. I'm bubbly. I'm singing and stuff like. I got to learn to leave her alone for a while.
That's true.
Wait, that's she's so funny.
No, yeah. I'm so cranky in the morning.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Like, I text you and I'm just like out the gate and Miranda's like, literally stop talking to me.
I can't.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, okay, no, Mom. She's not a morning person at all. Wow. So I think that's probably one of the worst qualities, but.
She's really just.
Yeah.
Digging deeper. Mom, what do you think my worst quality is?
That you're very hard on yourself.
Oh, lame.
And then you go into, and then you don't want to hear different when I say, no, it's not that bad. She's stubborn. Tell the truth, Mom. You know, it's like, yeah.
I was going to say impatient.
No, you're stubborn.
I'm also really impatient, though.
Yeah, you're very impatient.
Sowie.
That's funny.
All right, next question. Okay, Mom, what was the most annoying thing I did as a baby or a child?
The most annoying, oh my gosh.
It doesn't have to be like one thing. It could have just been like I was just a certain type of way that was annoying. Because you know how all kids are annoying.
Never want to lose. Like she was very competitive.
Dang.
Never wanted to lose if we're playing games. She just had to keep trying. Oh yeah, I used to get so mad. Like if she's doing the puzzle, she would not give up. Until she finished the puzzle.
Oh my
God.
She was
so annoying. It's like, stop, Miranda. Just
like, I would get really
it.
Competitive. I had, like, what was it? What's
That's
it
not shocking.
What was it called when you were young? Like, you had, like, my dad used to, like, tell me, what was it? Like, poor sport. I was a poor sport. Like, if I lost.
Oh, so you're a sore loser.
Sore loser. Mm. I was so, not anymore, She's but, like, anymore, when I was a baby, yeah.
When she was a baby.
I used to get, like, nah!
But she's very rebellious. I mean, she got into things that you would never assume. That, I mean,
oh
literally.
My gosh.
I mean, she got in between the stair banister. She stuck her head in the banister and she crawled. She was crawling at the time. She wasn't even walking.
Stop.
And she crawled all the way. I went looking for her. I'm like, where did this little kid go? She was upstairs. And I'm like, how did she get there? I had a gate for them not to go. Uh-huh. Her and her her brother. And
God. Miranda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nothing's changed.
Oh,
nope.
I can tell you a lot.
She's
of
still
stories.
Going to the banisters.
You know what she did one time? I have to tell the story.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
I already know what she's going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't wait.
So Miranda wanted some cookies, and they were in the garage at the time. And... It was hilarious. So we woke up, my husband and I, the next morning, we're like, why is this door taken apart? Like, the whole knob was on the floor and everything. When Miranda woke up, she's like, I did it. She took an oyster knife from the drawer.
Oh, my God.
And unscrewed the whole knob to try to get into the garage
she
because
said
she wanted her
two
crackers.
Or three?
She was like two and a half.
What a psycho.
Dude, I wanted a cookie.
She wanted a cookie or crackers.
Also, the oyster
or
knife, just in case, so she doesn't hurt herself.
Yeah, I knew how to use it.
And she literally took the whole knob. It just, you know how sometimes the inside of that, mm-hmm. you just couldn't do that part, but she took off.
Like, my parents went to bed, and I was like, I want the damn cookie. So I pretended to go to sleep, and I, like, got the oyster knife and started
unscrewing. Were you in a crib at
no,
this time?
No, she wasn't in a crib.
Oh, okay.
She had
so
a queen-size bed at the time.
Mm-hmm. Princess. So she just walked her little ass over there.
Yeah. And
oh
started
my God.
Unscrewing the doorknob.
Okay, so stubborn
and
is
realized,
definitely.
Realized that
oh, no,
I couldn't
she
get
doesn't
in the
give
garage.
Up. She doesn't give up. She's that's one thing. And
she was competing against the cookie
jar.
But
I never got the cookie.
And she's like still like that. Till she doesn't give up when she wants something. She, you know, she goes after.
Yeah,
she's very determined.
Mm-hmm. Super determined.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, how funny.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the question? I totally was just enveloped in that story.
What was the most annoying thing I did as a baby?
Oh yeah,
child?
Did I do anything annoying? I'm sure that's a dumb question.
She's like, let me go through my Rolodex.
Yeah, literally.
What actually would bother me is when she would get upset and she would be yelling. She had a very strong voice, like she could sing, so she would
she
just
could sing.
Yell above and beyond. I was like, this little girl, how could
wait,
she
wait
do
what
that?
Do you mean I was like you hollering
would, you would be yelling like I would be like, okay, the neighbors are going to hear this. We're going to end up with the police.
I know.
They're going to think
and they're
going to
come in. I'm
going to
be like, they're
her.
Mean.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know I did
She's
that.
She's still like that.
She
Excuse me.
That.
What are you talking about? When do I yell at you?
Have
All
you
the
seen
time.
When
really?
People pass you and you're driving?
No.
I didn't do that.
Road rage much?
Liar. I just windshield wipe peeper. Peeper? Peeper. I windshield wipe peeper. No, I love. Okay, so it's really actually the thing that's really bad about me is that my version of road rage is if you are annoying me and you're tailgating me, I will windshield wipe you until you back off. Until you have to use your same windshield wipers because I've thrown so much water behind me that they now have to use their windshield wipers.
Oh my gosh.
And they back off because they're like, oh, okay, like now it's not hitting me anymore. Yeah, I'm not going
to
brake check you.
I never thought to turn my windshield wipers over that.
Oh, I have no liquid all the time.
Blink, you know, give them the highlight.
Oh, yeah. The I high beam people all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I'm going to start using
it's
that.
It's the thing. When someone's an asshole, instead of brake checking them, you just go and then it literally shoots over your car.
I didn't even think about that. I am going to
readjust. I don't know. I have an SUV. Would that work?
Yeah. It's okay. Better when you have an SUV because your car's taller.
Oh, yeah.
So it literally just shoots.
Not her being like, it's better.
No, it is. It is. It's amazing.
I'm going to go to the mechanic and say, I need you to readjust.
Yeah.
And
can
he's
you
gonna say,
pivot?
No, it's good. I'm saying, no, I want it out.
Yeah. What's funny is my old car, actually, the windshield wiper was broken. So one of them would just shoot like literally in an arc over my car.
I was just about to be like, what if they made a car that just had squirters on the back.
I think they
and
Ellie,
you would be
do.
The first to buy it.
No, oh 100%. If they were like, oh, it's $500 more for this package, just purchase. Add it to cart. Add to cart.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Okay, so next question. Who was the first person that you told that you were pregnant with me?
Dad.
Okay, that makes sense.
Cute.
Okay.
Dad.
Yeah,
what about
okay.
you?
Or yeah, maybe mom. No, it was dad. Maybe my mom, I'm thinking. No, it was dad.
Dad,
do
okay.
you remember when you found out?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
We lived in San Rafael. It's Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, were
I
you
just,
home?
I just knew. Like, I didn't get my period that month and stuff. And I knew.
You were like, it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did with She's you? Like, well, mine's
was a honeymoon
actually
baby, by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't even wait.
Well, my mom's story with me is actually crazy because she was switching from a pill, right?
Right.
You were switching from a pill to the mini pill, and I think she literally missed it by like a couple hours or something
oh
like that.
Oh my gosh!
And then here I am.
Yeah.
Fought my way through.
26 years later.
Literally, she found out she was pregnant with me when she actually. So I guess you're the first person you told wasn't my dad. It was well, it was the nurse telling you.
I thought I was, and then I went to.
Because she got in a car accident and she was, we lived in LA. Well, I wasn't there, but you know, my family lived in LA. And my mom, she like rolled over the side of the freeway. This is such a dark story, but like it was like seven times or something like that.
Wow. No, not seven times. But what happened was I went off the embankment because I was driving and someone dropped a, like the industrial restaurant tables that are made out of stainless.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to avoid impacting that, which at the time I didn't know it was a metal table, I thought it was a divider from like Caltrans, one of those cement, because that's how my brain saw it, because it's gray, and it was night.
Mm-hmm.
So I went off the embankment trying
to
avoid
turned,
it.
Yeah, and she didn't see it because like, the person in front of her veered out of the way, so she was like too late. So she like jerked the car and she went off the side, rolled or whatever.
Afterwards, I went to ER and everything. Well, I went off the embankment and the car rolled because I hit a little plant, a tree.
A very long story short, because it was like very back and forth. He was going to put the needle, and every time he went to put the needle in my mom's arm, he said there was like a light around her arm.
No, around me.
Basically, every time he went to do it, it was freaking him out. And so he was like, are
what
you,
do you
sure?
Mean a light?
Like he said there was like there was something about my mom that kept telling him like, don't do it. Because basically if you put the contrast in, if she was pregnant, it would kill the pregnancy. Yeah, it would end the pregnancy basically.
He said every time he was going to put the needle in, he said there was a light right behind me.
Yeah. So he did it multiple
times.
Like an
aura, but he could see it. And
it's an angel telling
him. That was
a
Nelly.
Yeah. So he got super freaked out. And he was like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And so then she was like,
Can I please test you for pregnancy? Because
I have to. And I said, okay, fine.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not pregnant. She was like so sure of it. And like, then she and ended then up doing it and she was pregnant.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so she was only like a couple weeks too. I think she was like 2 or 3 weeks or something. Like it was super early. And he literally just like, so he's the reason I'm here.
Basically, I was in a car accident with the three of you. You gotta
find that guy.
I know. I always wanted to find him. Wouldn't that be so cool? Yeah, to be like, hey, I'm alive because of you.
Hey, you saved my life.
If you're listening to this podcast.
Somehow. Yeah, you saved my life.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's a really cool story.
I know, I've never told you that.
No,
you haven't. Fun. All right, what's our next question? Exciting stuff.
Okay, so what is the funniest thing I ever said or did as a kid? We already told a really funny story earlier. But
I want to hear a funny thing she said,
like,
though.
Funny thing that
was there anything that she said that was like, you just couldn't, you like didn't want to laugh, but you were laughing?
I was definitely a character. Can you think of anything specific?
I can't think of anything specific.
Okay, we can have Anneli's mom answer first.
Oh my gosh. So Anneli's funny moment. Anneli was always very funny. To her first sentence was, oh, are you hapa? Which meant, are you happy?
I couldn't say
that
why.
All she wanted was to make people laugh. Aww. Since that was her first sentence.
Yay.
Not give me cookie or, you know. It was, are you happy? And
apparently, when I was little, I used to like walk up to people and I would like pull on them. And until they would like laugh, I wouldn't walk away. Because I like wanted to see them smile.
Yeah, so
it's not really funny, but it is funny because my aunt and uncle, they'll talk about it now and they're like, it was the cutest thing. We knew you were trying to say happy, but you couldn't say it. So you just kept saying happa, happa.
Yeah, happa, happa.
And I was adamant that I was saying
the
right
thing. Do
you know
what happa
means? No.
No.
Happa is like a person who's mixed with white and Asian.
Shut up. No way.
Yeah.
No way. I didn't know that. Well, I was asking.
Miranda, I used to actually, if I took her to the park, she would not talk to anybody. She talks to every single person. She chased
nothing's
dogs.
Changed. She chased dogs.
Like little dogs. She wants to go play
I
with
still
the dog.
Chase dogs.
Oh, really? Oh.
And yeah, she was very, very friendly. And you know, these days it's like now, you know, you worry about her being too friendly.
Yeah, you're like, who are you talking to?
Yeah,
she's like,
she
nobody.
Was very friendly that concerned me a lot because she's just very bubbly.
She just run away.
Wait, well, mom, it's supposed to be a funny
because you're like
story.
She'll go
funny,
with anyone.
But I don't know. There's no really funny story that I can think of.
Oh, sorry, you're just boring, Miranda.
No, I was. She said I was a character when I was little.
You are, but
Miranda,
I
don't know how much funnier
specific.
Can get than you grabbed an oyster knife and tried to get a cookie.
That's funny.
That's
dedication.
That is. You can turn that. That's a hard skill you can put on a resume for sure.
Right, I know.
Used oyster knife to open door.
I'm like in my job interview. They're like, so can you give us an example of a time that you
succeeded? Yeah, tell me about a time you won.
All right, what's your next one? I was 2 and a half. I'm just kidding. Okay, the next one is, what's the first word that comes to mind when you hear my name? Word, one word.
First word. What is
that? Comes to your mind when you hear my name.
Beautiful.
Aww, cute. Okay, mom.
Well, you're my sunshine.
Oh, okay, cute.
Sunshine. That's cute.
She does. That's okay. Yeah, that's cute. That's funny.
Okay, what's my worst habit? I don't
Did
know
she
why.
Say this already?
No. Huh? No, we didn't say this one.
I don't know.
Worst habit other than being mean in the morning.
She goes, let me think.
Being mean in the morning.
I think you have a bad habit. I can't really think of bad habit.
Vaping.
I was going to say. Right there.
Oh.
She goes, I don't think that's a bad
habit. Because she does it too.
Yeah, that's not a bad habit.
No.
She procrastinates, but she gets her stuff done. I mean, she's one of those that stayed up to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning doing her homework.
I still do
or
that.
Or she still has finals, and she's still does that.
Yeah,
but
I told
she
you,
gets
I, sleep. I don't
she gets
sleep
it done.
Early, remember?
Yeah, it's crazy.
She gets
it I don't know how you
she
do
procrastinates
that.
A lot.
Yeah.
That could be a bad habit.
Because you work with adrenaline. You wait till the last minute?
Yeah. I work really well under pressure.
That's how my mom's the same.
She works under pressure. Like, it amazes me. She's always a straight A student. She's studious, but But it just amazes me how she gets her grades. I mean, like, when did you study? When did you even do your
homework?
She said,
it amazes me. You're actually smart.
Stop! Mom, what do you think my worst habit is? She has a list. I have a list. I know there's a list. You know, you could just call out one.
No, I don't have a list.
You're my mom. You have a list.
her worst habit?
I think when you...
She's all being pushy.
When you get upset and you're like, but it's not your fault.
Okay, let's hear it.
When a person gets upset, mm-hmm. I want to know why they're upset, like right away. And she will say, Mom, I don't want to talk about it. Or, you know.
Oh, she does pushes, do that.
Right?
She shuts down.
Until she finds her moment.
I disassociate. She's right. That's not my fault. No, that's it's my not. PTSD, dude.
No, it's not your fault. But she does do that. Yeah,
it's
like
difficult.
But yeah, it is hard to deal with.
It's difficult.
No, it's okay. But I'm the same way. Sometimes I don't want to talk about it right away.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it's confusing because then I'm like, okay, what do I do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just you have to leave her alone until she's ready. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I. Because I hate when I'm really upset and people keep asking me and poking and poking. And
it's
I'm like,
one or the other. I either want to tell you everything that I'm mad at you about, or I don't want to talk to you. Uh-huh.
I usually have to be quiet and process, and then when I'm ready, I'll come talk.
That's how Zach is. Yeah, I think because we're both
cancers.
Yeah, well, he's a Gemini Cancer.
Oh, that's
so.
Right, that's right.
But he's more Gemini on the cancer side. Yeah. I would say like my worst habit is definitely that I'm extreme. Like I'm on that pendulum of like I'm either. All of something or nothing of mm-hmm. something. Like I'm very much that.
And that's where you do it. It's that nothing, you know, or then you share it all.
Yeah, then I like literally don't stop talking until you're like
word vomit. Like, okay, I know what's wrong. It's fine. It's fine.
I heard you 4 hours ago.
Okay. What is one thing? This is the last question. What is one thing? Are you tired yet?
No.
She's like
what's one thing I taught you that you would have never expected to learn from me?
Vulnerability.
Miranda, that was such a sweet moment and you ruined it. Are you sure you learned vulnerability from her?
This would not be barefaced banter if I don't make fun of her a little. But
vulnerability. You learned that from Miranda.
That's cute.
That's amazing. Mom, I love that.
That's
Mom,
so cute.
What's one thing you learned from me that you didn't think you would?
To grant myself. What is that you always tell me?
To give yourself grace.
Grace.
Because you don't.
Grant myself some grace.
The pot calling, the kettle black, literally.
Oh, it's going to be like, Anneli taught you that?
She did.
What the heck?
I teach people that, but I don't apply that.
Yeah, I'm like, I've taught Anneli that. What the heck?
Really?
Thank you.
No, but that's true, because my mom, I am very hard on myself. My family's a lot of perfectionists. Like, we're very, like, we have high expectations, you know? We're like, I want to be the best, and I want to do my best. And so, I mean, she very much so is that person, and I always tell my mom, like, Mom, who cares if you're late? Who cares if you forgot something? Like, give yourself grace. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that I think I've said on the podcast before, but I heard it once and I really liked it. And it was someone saying, don't forget that this is your mom's first time doing life too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like this is your mom's first time being 60, 50, 40, whatever. This is your mom's first time having a firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn. This is your mom's first time doing life. So like she also is learning.
She can learn from you.
I love that. And I think
I always tell Miranda that all the time. She goes, listen, I was never a mom and came back and tried it again.
Exactly.
So if I make mistake, let me know. I'm learning with you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and it's amazing that you a lot of moms are not like that. I think I'm your mom, you need to respect me, mm-hmm. you need this and that. No, mm-hmm. I'm not like that. I mean, I listen to her. I
mean, there is respect there, but there's also like a mutual understanding of like once you reach an adult age, you're both, you know, you can learn from each other.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's a really cool thing of, and that could be our thoughts for today, is I feel like one of the cool things is when you go from like girlhood to like womanhood and mm-hmm. adulthood, and you go from like your mom being your mom to like your mom being your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is the coolest thing ever. And I feel like everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
When you get to that, you literally are just like, whoa, like she's so funny or like she's so cool or like, you know, like you.
But
like,
it's crazy because you grow up with like, you know, you're little and you like look up to your mom. And then mm-hmm. at a certain age, you become a teenager, you become rebellious. You start to like have your little issues with her because she's trying to like keep you, like probably protect you from certain things.
Of course,
right?
Because they were there
and,
too.
But at that time, you're like all in, like you just don't care.
You're so dumb. My mom's so lame.
Teenager. Yeah. I wouldn't let her go out and stay late.
Yeah, I like we had a lot of beef, dude. We had a lot of beef.
Sleepovers were not a thing in my life.
Oh, I couldn't even stay at my cousin's house.
I didn't have cousins.
You're,
but I'm sure
you're laughing. I'm serious.
She's crying.
No, but yeah. So I think
that transition's awesome. I think it's really cool, and I feel really blessed, and I know you do too. But we're really close with our moms, and I feel like that's also why we wanted them on the podcast because they're, you know that, like, in Mean Girls, they're like, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom. Mm-hmm. It's not that, but it is that in the way of, like, I'm so proud of my mom, and I think she's so cool, and, like, I of course I want to share something that, like, is so special to us with her, and I know Miranda feels the same way.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, yeah.
And I love this, that they're doing that. I watch it every week.
She's the one who texts me. He's like, where's the episode?
Well, and she gives us so much feedback, and I really appreciate it, because you're just so honest about it, and, I mean, I'm just... You know, I'm so thankful you guys did this with us today.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, thank you guys so much. If I had to be born at the same time that you were born, I would choose to be friends with you guys.
Aww. Mom, that's so sweet. Yeah.
You're going to make me
tear. I think
you
guys are amazing.
Aww. Not us going to cry.
I'm literally tearing up. That's so cute. Well,
I don't know if they would accept me, but I would love to.
Of course. Are you kidding? You had no hair color? You were dope? Like, of course we're going to have your friend. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, well, that's our episode. It's obviously a little bit of a longer one, but why not take more time when the moms are here? And we really just appreciate you guys too. Tuning in every week, and again, we post every Thursday on every place you can listen to some podcasts. Every
place. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow.
Only,
you know,
five stars.
Stuff.
If you don't do five stars, we don't want it.
I just said all the stuffs.
All the stuffs. Yeah, why not? And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.